Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
72% of men, 55% of women say they would, in fact, take a promotion at work, a new job title, and I guess along with it, more responsibilities, even if more pay didn't go along with it. Chris Fields, our human resources consultant and expert resume writer friend, joins us right now. Morning, Chris. How you been?
Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm well. Thanks for taking the time with us. Yeah, so how common is this in today's business world that people would be offered a promotion without an accompanying raise?
Yeah, a title promotion. Happens all the time.
What do you call it?
Just a title
promotion. Title promotion, yeah.
You just get a new title, no benefits, nothing increased, just a different title. Now, titles are important, as we all know. They can really be beneficial in your career. You know, there's a difference between a coordinator and an assistant and a generalist and so on and so forth. So titles can be very important. But with the title promotion only, sometimes you have to be careful because they will add more responsibilities to your plate and you have less money. And you may think to yourself, well, if I do this, this will be an opportunity for me to move forward or show them what I can do, and they'll, you feel like it's an audition. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes it's not. It's just a way to make you feel good about having a title. But really, when you boil it down, you're not getting much out of it.
Let's talk about terms as it relates to resume. And this interests me because you just said there was a difference between coordinator and assistant?
Yeah, coordinators, assistants, and, frontline managers, mid-management. There's so much title manipulation going on in the workplace. And any job seeker can tell you when they go and look for a job, they may consider themselves a manager, right? Well, when you go and look out there and you type in manager, there's all types of managers. And it makes a difference with pay and with responsibilities. And some organizations don't even call them managers. They call them leads, So it's very important. But it's something you have to really think about and pay attention to and be careful, especially when it comes to the title promotion.
In terms of that, can it be sometimes without money? In other words, say what, I'm gonna make you the international grand poobah in charge. You're going to make the same money, but that way I don't have to pay any more money. Is that part of the philosophy of the corporation, perhaps, or the business?
Well, major companies don't really do that. They take care of people, but it's those companies that are kind of smaller and may not have a whole lot of money to operate with or just are very cheap. And so they may have an employee who they can feel like is on the cusp of maybe leaving. And so maybe this employee right now is like their office assistant or administrative assistant. They want to make them feel better. So they say, hey, I want to bump you up to executive assistant, but doesn't come with a pay raise. You're just now the executive assistant, and you're going to be handling a few more of my responsibilities. Well, some people will be enamored by that and be like, oh, that's great. But then when they look at their paychecks and kind of realize, hey, this is not really benefiting me. And then sometimes people tell you, well, you just hang on because you can take that title to the next job and move on. And maybe you can, and maybe you can't, because the climate is changing now. Some people are starting to see through titles, even though, like I just said, they're important. Some companies are looking at titles and saying, okay, what does that really mean and what did you really do? And so you can't just say, oh, I had a big title, so you need to give me a big title as well.
I'm thinking of The Office, Chris, with assistant regional manager or assistant to the regional manager and Dwight, right? When it comes to the job market today, and I presume things are better now with the economy?
Yes and no. So those numbers are great, right? Unemployment rate, I think it just went up to 4%, which is still outstanding. But when you really talk to job seekers and dissect it, wages are stagnant. It takes longer to find a new job. It used to take about 60 days to get a new job. Now it's going toward 90, and we're not sure what the reasons for that, why that's happening. There are opportunities, but they're more what they call gig opportunities than full-time opportunities with benefits and nice salaries and raises that people are looking for. So there is some mixed signals going on inside those numbers.
Let me pick your brain about resumes for people that are listening right now, might be considering going for another job. What is the biggest thing, the biggest mistake that people often make when it comes to resumes, and what are some of the do's and don'ts?
The biggest mistakes people are making right now is relying too heavily on job duties. And here's what I mean. Just stating what they do every day, and not the impact of the work that they do. You know, a lot of people go to work and they actually make an impact. They might not think they do, but they do. They actually, make suggestions to make the workplace better. They do things to make work more efficient, but they don't think about that when it comes to their resume. And so they just put down basically what the requirements from the job description are. And most of us always outwork our job descriptions. So we have to start thinking about what I bring or what you bring to the position that someone else doesn't or might not bring to that position. You know, are you simply just doing the tasks put in front of you, or are you trying to make work better? And I think that's one of the biggest things that people don't highlight on their resumes.
Did I not read somewhere that there is a computer program that scans resumes for words that automatically rejects them, or am I making it up, Chris?
No, you're not making it up. There's lots of programs that applicant tracking systems that when you submit your resume, it just scans for keywords and phrases, and then it matches it up and says, okay, this is an 80% match, let's move forward, or this resume doesn't match, let's not move forward. So that is a very true thing, and that's why it's important to pay attention to the wording of job descriptions and then do research on jobs in other companies with the same type of thing that you want to do, same type of position, and make sure you're using the most common phrases and words on your resume that also fit what you actually do. Don't just use buzzwords just to be using buzzwords, because people have done that. People will go in and put every buzzword for their industry, and that's not fooling anyone either.
Like, give me some examples of buzzwords.
Well, it's all dependent on different on your careers, but okay, I'm in HR, so I'm very familiar with the HR buzzwords. So when you're in HR and you fill your resume with words like employee relations, training and development, talent management, benefits, things like the words that you believe are going to catch somebody's eye, but maybe you don't even really work on those things, mm-hmm. or you have limited experience in those things. There's lots of buzzwords per industry. You know, every industry has, sure, radio has their own buzzwords, words that people in that industry know right away, and then some words that people don't know, but they see them and they say, I'm going to use that word and put it on my resume, and not really sure what they're even using it for or why they're using it.
About the only buzzwords we have that I know of would be, dear Lord, please don't let me get fired today. tell me about if you were to turn down a promotion without a raise, is this usually something that a company does because they sense you want it, or because they're trying to maybe give you additional duties without paying you? And if that's the case, how do you say no without slitting your own throat, metaphorically, of course?
Yeah, so it's my opinion that when companies offer a title promotion, in most cases, is to make that employee feel better about the situation than what is really going on. In some cases, the employer may offer a title promotion as an audition. Like, it really may be to see if they can handle the work before they, you know, give them the official title, like an mm-hmm. interim tag, you know? So that does happen. So if you're in that situation where a title promotion is offered to you, you have to evaluate, is this going to come to a raise at any point, or for a real promotion at any point, or is this just another way to make me stay here for a little while longer? Now, once you evaluate it, you have to, and if you decide to turn it down, you just, basically let them know. And I wouldn't, I'd be nice about it, but I would say I appreciate it, but I'm fine doing what I'm doing right now, and I'm fine with my, current situation, and I'm not interested. You can, just say it just that nicely. So you don't have to say, well, look, I feel like you guys are manipulating me, so I'm going to pass it up. They don't need to know all those.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Nope. I'm reading a story in Forbes here about people asking friends to, hey, give me a job where you are. Can you get me on where you are? Is that something you should ever attempt to do if you are gainfully employed? And Has anybody ever done it, or have they just kind of said, oh, yeah, sure, absolutely, I'll ask?
You most certainly should do that. 50% of jobs are filled by referrals. Referrals is the best way to fill a position, because if you have a great employee, and they have, usually their friends are great employees, usually, not always. I mean, we know, not always. But and then people who are good employees, if they have a friend that comes to them and says, hey, can you refer me to a job? If they know that their friend might make them look bad, they're not going to refer them. They're going to say, oh, yeah, give me a resume, and never send it over. But if they have a friend who they know is hardworking and says, hey, you guys got something over there? Absolutely, give me your resume. This is how jobs get filled. Most jobs get filled, actually, is through an informal relationship. So either a referral or somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. That's how the jobs get filled. So you absolutely should take advantage of that. And that's why, and I'm going on a little tangent here. So
go ahead.
That's why it's so important when our kids go off to college that they understand getting the degree is part of it, but networking is the biggest part. You never know which one of your classmates is going to be the next Bill Gates or the next Jeff Bezos. Let's start using Jeff Bezos, because that guy's worth $144 billion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know when you're going to be the next Jeff Bezos is going to be in your classroom with you. So that's what it's all about. Or, you know, yourself building something and being able to contact others and have them work with you. So that's what it's all about. It is definitely about being able to use your network and get a referral to a great company. That's what you want.
I graduated with people in mass communications that thought they were going to go home and somebody was going to come knock on their door and say, would you anchor the news for me, please? And it never did work, and it was a shame, because they don't realize that you got to get out there and show them what you can do, right?
Well, you know, and that's a good point, because I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying that you shouldn't put in your own sweat equity, that you should simply rely on a referral. But you want to put yourself in the best position. So working hard, getting out, meeting people, creating opportunities, those things are always great. But in addition to that, you never know when someone's going to say, hey, I've seen what you've done. I've worked with you before. We went to school together, or we worked together, and I want you to come and work with me on this new project. That happens quite a bit. But absolutely, sweat equity is nothing to be, you know, replaced. I'm not saying you shouldn't put in your own work ethic in your career.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a good day.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for having me back, and have a good day.
You too. Chris Fields, human resources consultant and expert resume, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.